Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Ways of the Shaman, a conversation with Chris Sutton. Chris Sutton grew up in a very practical, normal thinking house. The idea of acceptance of spirits or ghosts was viewed as simply nonsense. Later in life, Chris would find himself in a deep depression as a result of his career and being surrounded by constant negativity. He'd find a path out of this depression through therapy and adopting shamanistic traditions as part of his life. On this journey, Chris would find himself being asked to intervene on paranormal investigations, helping to bring peace to families being tormented by spirits. Today we hear about this journey with Chris Sutton.
You know, like a lot of people have this story from their little kids and stuff like that. And I had some of that sort of thing where I would like catch things out of the corner of my eye, or I was able to like discern things about people. What folks may or may not know is I do practice shamanism. And this all ties together. But, you know, back when I was younger, I would have those moments where it's like, yeah, you know, this is kind of cool. But, you know, I grew up as a jock and I went to my parents were religious per se, but we went to the Unitarian Church. And so there's no really spiritual type of thing. You know, it's all very philosophical and very intellectual type of a framework. And so I was always based pretty much in what we call reality, quotation marks in the air. So I went along like this. I had a very early when I was probably in late grade school, middle school, that type of thing, I was interested in UFOs. So that was my paranormal thing back then, was that sort of thing up into my 20s probably. The big event, the big thing where they got me, so to speak. I was actually in my mid-30s, and I was married, had a child at that time. She was one. And so my wife, Julia, she was a powwow dancer. And when she was in high school in the Explorers, she loves powwow dancing. And so we're living in this little bitty town in East Central Illinois, in a little bitty county. And for some reason, and this is how the universe works time and time again, for some reason, the national powwow, not just any little powwow, the national powwow comes to the county seat. And so my wife says, well, let's go. I want to see this because I used to dance and stuff like that. And I'm like, and I've got no frame of reference for any of this stuff. I mean, I knew about the Native Americans and the historical, and that sort of thing. And I always, felt a lot of empathy for that. So I'm like, okay, let's go check out the cultural stuff. This will be fun. So we went there. And I'm watching the dancing, and they have this, they have a big main arena, and it's, I mean, it's just beautiful, all the regalia and the different type of dances from the different areas is going on. And I look off, and there's a livestock barn. This is a county fairground, you know, and so there's a livestock barn over there where these judge cows and things like that. And I'm hearing a different kind of beat coming out of there. So I took my daughter, put her in the stroller, and we wheeled over there. And I went into this barn, and I found out later they were doing a gourd dance, a warrior's dance. And right there and then, actually scared the crap out of me, to be honest, because here my whole world just got rocked, because I could feel this other world, the spirit, this world of spirit, or whatever you want to call it, the next realm over. And I walked out of there dazed, and I said, I got to figure this out. And so, bang, I grabbed a book and read about this medicine man, this Sioux medicine man named Black Elk. And I say to the universe, I say to myself, wow, I'd really love to learn about that way of being spiritual. You know, like I'm ready to get spiritual and stuff, and this is my path. And, you know, a week later or two, I'm reading a magazine from Chicago, and somebody's got a pipe circle. And that's how they, you know, you pray with the pipe in the Lakota tradition. And so I call them up, can I come to your pipe circle? And I say, yeah, come on. And there it starts. So I learned all the shamanic stuff, and this is a healing. And you know, you deal with spirits. You deal with the spirits, the animal spirits, the spirits of the ancestors, or the spirit guides. And so I'm doing this, and then here comes the paranormal part. A friend of mine's son was a DJ at a local community college here, and I'd known this kid since he was born. He's like, you know, he's like a nephew to me. And he calls me up and goes, hey, I want to do this all-night radio show here at Lewis and Clark campus. That's the name of the school. And I want to do it on Halloween night. Would you do it? Can you do that? Can you do ghost stuff? I'm thinking, well, I mean, I had done a little bit helping people out with that type of thing, but I'd never really gone investigating. I'm like, well, you know, spirits of, you know, spirit guides, spirit animals, spirits, they're all energy, you know, why not? They're probably pretty similar. And so we went out, and we're out all night, and I just winged the whole time. This is before there's any ghost shows. This is back in 1998. Mm-hmm. And I really had no idea what I was doing, but actually I came up with some things. And as I say, you know, you let spirit guide you. And so I came up with some things, and we did really well. I mean, we found some stuff and found a death spot where somebody, you know, we felt like somebody had died there. We found out later that a young lady had committed suicide in this room many years before. And so that's how everything came together was back in 1998 when I started actually doing paranormal stuff along with my shamanism.
Let me ask you about your transition into getting into shamanism and then the paranormal stuff. Mm-hmm. Coming from a world of extreme practicality, you said earlier, normal, quote unquote. You know, mm-hmm. That must have been an interesting point in time and probably somewhat confusing. It's sometimes a difficult leap for someone who is very pragmatic, very practical on everything to mm-hmm. accept or to believe in anything beyond, especially what they're brought up with and what they've mm-hmm. accepted. How did you do that? What was it? Was there something in you that made you feel there's got to be more to life than this, or there are a universe or a world than this? What made you really be accepting enough, I guess, so to speak, to take some of these things in? Was it the moment where you felt that at the dance that you had walked into? Tell me about that.
The first part is that I always felt that I was a little bit different. Even though my actions were, you know, the palling around with everybody and, you know, doing things, you know, drinking your buddies and playing football and, you know, doing that kind of stuff, you know, not totally, but, you know, I was a hail and well-met type of fellow until I got married, which is why I probably got married a little later than some people do. But I'd always felt like something was missing. Mm-hmm. That there was part, and it was something I couldn't figure it out. But I could feel it. I couldn't articulate it, but I could feel it, that something was not complete. And I tell people today, if you have that feeling, then, you know, let's look into it, because I bet it's something spiritual. And I can look back at the times when I got those clues and I just wasn't prepared to act on. I'm in third grade, and our teacher reads us the Hobbit. And as soon as they get to the part where Gandalf's introduced, I can feel that thrill go up my spine. I didn't know why. I said, wow, so I've always kind of liked wizards and stuff like that, you know, from that age. And then I'm 20 years old, and this is 1977, so I'm telling everybody how old I am, which is no problem. But so I'm watching Star Wars, okay, and for the first time. And, you know, get to the park where Obi-Wan tells Luke, you know, you must learn the ways of the Force if you want to come with me to Alderaan. And like, boom, I get that same thrill. I said, so I know something's missing, but darn it, I cannot put my finger on it. Now, I had lots of, at the time when this happened, mentally and emotionally, I was a wreck. I worked in social services all my life, and I was working with kids. The reason I lived where I lived, because there was an old military school there, they turned into a treatment center for adolescents who'd become sex offenders. Well, now, not only are they all offenders, but they're all victims as well. 97% of every sex offender has been sexually offended against. They've been sexually abused.
Sure.
And at that time, I didn't know I was empathetic, which means I can feel the emotions of other people. I always knew I was affected by other people, but I didn't know how. But I hear these kids are telling me stories about what had happened and what they'd done, which is horrible enough, you know, at the face value. But then you start I was feeling their feelings, and I actually would get pictures of this crap happening to them. And I was really depressed. I was, clinically a mess.
Sure.
So I had this urge, okay, I got to do something here. And all of a sudden, you know, here, like I said, I go in this barn and I feel, and the pain went away. And I saw a hope. I felt hope. Wait a minute, this is, I didn't quite know it at the time, but I got that spark. This is your way out. Not that I didn't do other things. I went to therapy. I did a lot of good things for myself. This gave me the energy to say, okay, darn it, I'm not going down this path anymore. I'm going to fight my way out of it. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, I had a lot of motivation to try something new. And my advice to anybody is don't wait for it for that long. If you feel like you need to do something, do it.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, it became a matter of almost necessity. Mm-hmm. I think I would have done it anyway, eventually, but it just came to me at really the right time and where I needed something to push me. And that did, and it changed my life, obviously for the better, because I'm still here.
What do you think that is, where you had that moment where you felt mm-hmm. like this is the way out? Not in so much in the sense that there was literally a voice talking to you, or maybe there was. I don't know if there's some that's how clear it can be, saying this mm-hmm. is the way out for us, or is it just, you know, it's the download of the information of this is the way out. I know this is the path. This is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. How do you view that? Is that the universe telling you, you know, this is the direction that you should be going in? Is there a guide? Is it a ghost? Is it a spirit? Is it what is your opinion on what that is when your life gets to a certain point or a certain direction, and then there is a dramatic shift that just seems to happen? It almost finds you and helps mm-hmm. you, gives you that hand, that life, you know, that life vest or whatever to pull you out of what's pulling you down.
All the above. I always tell people, I wish I knew all the rules, all the possibilities that could happen, because it's your spirit guides. Now, I wasn't aware of them then. I am now. But I knew they were there. Now I look back and I knew they were there then. It took like a universal shift for me. And when you say the universe, it's like, okay, what's that? You know, yeah. It's a bunch of stars and that. No, it's this, I don't know, it's consciousness, whatever you want to call it. Because we all have a place in the universe. In our tradition, our practice now, we believe everybody has medicine. Everybody has a gift from God or from spirit. And that gift starts to wake up. And if it's not being tended to, it's like you're not fulfilling your destiny. You have free will. I mean, there's so many different angles and ways you can go to it. So I'm just kind of talking for me. Mm-hmm. That energy becomes so great that you have to finally say yes to it one way or the other. Otherwise, you start getting sick, like I start getting sick. And certainly some people get physically sick. And it's just, but once the spirit will interact with you in a way that you will respond to. I was just talking to a nice lady last night on the phone, and she was telling me her story about how she was seeing this apparition of a young Native girl, but it was becoming like more and more scary looking.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.